drive through the gas station is here, and the American Legion is down here. And again,
as St. Augustine's town clerk Harlan Jopp drives to work, he passes familiar landmarks. St. Augusta is a sizable piece of mostly agricultural land, 6 square miles by 6 square miles, sitting just southwest of St. Cloud's city limits. The city of St. Cloud sees the township as a way to expand its territory and has petitioned to annex 4,200 acres of St. Augusta as a way to stop the township from incorporating. Once in his office at the Township Hall, Jopp explains why most of the 3,000 St. Augusta residents believe in becoming a city and staying independent.
Well, I think they see the St. Cloud wanting to grow and to grow into this area, and I think a lot of the people want to remain more independent, have their own form of government locally.
It sounds simple enough. St. Augusta wants to become a city. The name they've chosen, Ventura, is all right with Governor Jesse Ventura, but there are others who have big problems with this township becoming the city of Ventura. St. Cloud Mayor Larry Meyer is one of those. Meyer describes a contentious year of failed negotiations with St. Augusta officials. Now the decision over St. Augusta's fate rests with the courts. Mayor Meyer says no matter the outcome, the conflict between the township and the city is unfortunate.
If St. Cloud wins, we've created an enemy, and we have people mad at us. Outside of St. Cloud, friends of ours in the St. Augusta area, I think will be very upset if we win. And so I see this, and I have from the very beginning, as seeing no matter what happens, we both lose.
This case is getting attention because it could set a course for future development in one of the fastest growing regions in the state. DFL St. Cloud Representative Joe Opatz says if St. Augusta is allowed to incorporate, farmers will parcel off their land, big companies will be invited to set up shop in Ventura, and sprawl will run rampant. He says rapid development could spell disaster for the region.
Most of us agree that we would like the St. Cloud community, however we define that, as being separate from the Twin Cities metropolitan area. Well, the only way you can maintain that separateness is to create and maintain open spaces between us. Well, St. Augusta is a part of that open space.
Back in 1997, Opatz and others in the legislature concerned about sprawl passed a law called the Community-Based Planning Act. The St. Cloud area was among the first to benefit from the new law. They created a joint planning board to assure that development would benefit all municipalities fairly. Steve Reckers is strategic planning specialist for Minnesota Planning, the state agency overseeing all the regional planning boards. He says cities, counties, and interested parties must work cooperatively to set growth boundaries, deciding where growth can and cannot occur. Reckers says once those plans are in place, it will eliminate the annexation versus incorporation battle St. Augusta and St. Cloud are now fighting.
The other reason for the planning and the identification of urban growth areas is really to provide municipal services to urbanizing areas in the most effective and efficient manner possible.
If you ask St. Augusta Township Clerk Harlan Jopp about urbanizing and efficient growth, he'll tell you even as a city, there are no immediate plans for major development. In fact, the city of Ventura wouldn't change much from the township of St. Augusta. They would maintain their contracts with neighboring cities, including St. Cloud, for police, fire, and water services. The case is now before a Stearns County Administrative Law Judge who has the task of deciding in favor of St. Cloud or St. Augusta. Whatever the judge's decision, the matter isn't likely to go away. Each side will have the right to appeal and keep fighting. In Collegeville, I'm Marisa Helms, Minnesota Public Radio.